This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Okay, I've got one other piece of audio while we were at break, and I want to pass it to you. He was asked, Steve Eisenman was asked about the hot seat. I haven't heard it. Kenny wouldn't share it, but Kenny, great job getting it in the system that quickly. Appreciate it. Let's just play it and see what the hell happened here. David, go ahead. Kenny, Rico, anybody want to offer before I go to the Hockey Elite? Again, lifetime contract. Don't act this way if you don't have a lifetime deal.
Didn't he do this last time, too? He spoke. He was snarky. I think Max Boltman had a question for him that he asked.
And you've told me he's a very respected hockey 100%. Writer.
100%. There's no smarm ever. There's no ill intent with writers like that. And to act that way and answer a question like that, it's just, I think it 100% validates what you've said, Mike, in that he could very well be operating under a lifetime contract that we'll never hear about.
Yeah, basically saying, don't really care what anybody says. It's just the Ilitch family that I have to, I got to be accountable to them. And it sounds like they're okay with the path that he's on.
Go to the people. See what everybody's got to say on it. We'll start with Harrison, 97.1. Harrison, how you doing?
I'm good. How about you, Mike?
I'm okay. There's no yelling. I'm just, I wanted something inspirational out of this, and I didn't get it.
I'm glad there was no yelling on your end, because there was on mine.
Okay.
It started okay. He started to answer a question about making changes to the roster and we need to get harder to play against. And there were a couple things there, and there was what Kenny said about we would maybe spend more than a Larkin deal in AAV. And so I was like, hey, there we go. We're opening up. And then he immediately backpedaled, and I almost put my head through the wall. But I do want to – there was one other positive thing that came out of this. It's that I think the Detroit media actually did a pretty good job of asking most of the questions I wanted to hear him answer. And while he didn't answer most of them, we can't really blame the media for
– No, they did their job and they asked the questions.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like that is an issue sometimes in this town, the blue wall and all that stuff in certain other areas. But, I was very impressed that they just went for it with him. And, he's going to be who he's going to be. He has a lifetime contract. And I'm hopeful that the beginning of the press conference is more how he's feeling, that he needs to make improvements. But I'm not exactly feeling very inspired right now.
Yeah, I'm not. I think it's not to be cliche, but it's now reached Missouri phase. It's just show me. I can't do the hope, and I won't allow people to run cover for this guy, not between 2 and 6. We're just going to talk real. His ass is in a jackpot. If you're a real fan, you're not one of these lemmings. He's got to show you something now, because nothing in 6 years has looked remotely special, Harrison. You got to show me. I need something this summer that gets me back on the bandwagon here, that there is any level of urgency. Otherwise, Harrison, guys like you are just throwing your money into a blast furnace. But Steve appreciates.
Yeah, I mean, I live on the other side of the country, and I listen to you guys every day. But we're getting ready to move back. And in my mind, I want to buy tickets. I want to be in. I want to go see the stuff. But if he didn't do anything significant this summer, I ain't paying anything to show up to that rink.
No. And look, they owe it to you, the customer, Harrison. They owe you. It's not the other way around. It's why I end up yelling at fans sometimes when they act like you owe the team X, Y, and Z. If you are a team, you are entitled to nothing. Everything you get in this world is what is earned. If people choose to be lemmings, that's on them. The team's job is to recruit you. It's no different than a radio station has to attempt to put decent programming on the air. Like, you tuning in is not owed to us. We have to attempt to be compelling often enough that you want to tune in.
And stay.
Right, like a musician. No, you're not entitled to going platinum. That's not how it works.
Right. The definition of one-hit wonder.
Milli Vanilli. All right, we go to Matt. Now, I know one of them is dead. I know factually one of them is dead. So you're not going to accuse me of killing off Milli Vanilli.
No.
One of them's dead.
Yes.
Factual.
All right.
Let's go to Matt, 97.1. Matty, what's going on, bud?
Just frustrated.
Okay.
You know, I like how every time someone asked him a question, he basically was like, F you, and then went on to a different question. You know, he didn't answer anything. And you know what? I'm going to go buy some lipstick and some lingerie and take myself to dinner because he just screwed us all. He has to go. I'm sick of Iserman. I don't care what he does in the offseason. He has to go. We need someone new.
I mean, it's... Okay, it's interesting to hear people speaking in those terms now, because Matt, you know, that was unthinkable as recently as the start of this year. We were villainized because we're like, no, you got to make the playoffs or this is busted. But yeah, I do wonder what percentage of the fans, Matt, have reached the level you're at where you're like, you know what? I love the guy, but I'm done. I don't know the answer.
6 years, no point, you know, like, you did nothing for 6 years. Show's over. Time to go. Like a lot of people say, if his last name wasn't Iserman, he'd have been gone like 2 or 3 years ago.
100%.
So it's time for him to go.
Yeah, there's no question about that. I can't. There's no scenario if he wasn't Steve Iserman, he'd be here. No, I agree totally, Matt.
And Matt, he knows that too, because he was like, yeah, I really don't care. I only care about what the Illies have to think about me.
So he did just also answer, Rieger asked him a question. I don't have time to turn it around real quick, but he answered a question that he basically, Rieger asked him, oh, do you, with the Jake Wallman trade, do you have any insight as to how that went down? Can you speak to what happened there? And he simply responded no and no.
Again.
That's all he said.
Yeah, but Kenny, and understand, I'm not being dismissive and I'm not being, you know, flippant about it. I think I have a good idea what's up here, and I choose to live in reality. You only get to behave that way when you have no chance of being fired, when you have no pressure, when you have no one even to report to. Mm-hmm. It's the only way you can act that way. And some of you will believe he's earned that. That's your prerogative. I don't think there's anything. It's like momentum doesn't exist between games. No. What you earned as a player has nothing to do with what you've earned as an executive. I don't know what to say. Brother, I feel terrible for people who spend their money.
He's got the eternal runway and the fact that he came out and said, well, these two teams didn't make any moves and they made the playoffs.
I mean, what was worse, what he did or what Brad did with the straw man routine? Like this morning, and we'll get into this in the 3 o'clock. Well, we have Aiden Hutchinson. Why do we need another Aiden Hutchinson? I'm like, really? This is from the same organization that factually, ask anyone in the know, they tried to trade up for an edge this weekend's draft. Yeah, we do.
No, I was too busy watching
actually,
the film for 2 years.
Actually, we do. Book club. All right. No, we'll get to it.
C-spot run.
We'll get to it. Redney Road Doll lately. Some James and the Giant Peach. 248-539-9797. We're losing our damn minds. Go to Jim in Port Huron. Jimmy, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Love calling in. You guys are great.
Thanks,
Growing up a lifelong Iserman fan as the player, you always had this feeling like he would do anything to win. Like against Vancouver, he played on a bad leg, and he still won the cup. And he would do anything to win. And do you get that same feeling now?
No,
do you get the feeling now that he'll do anything to win? I don't get it.
Are you okay when I say I've just reached show-me phase? That until I am shown he is special, I'm done thinking he's special.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that. Because when he came in, I was just so hopeful that he'd bring that same, I want to win at all costs.
Yep.
I will not accept losing. It's like he's accepting mediocrity.
And Jim, I think you have to separate Steve who played on the ice and the Steve that wears the suit right now. Because they're two different people.
Absolutely.
Jimmy, I appreciate it, brother. Yeah, and look, people are filing into the studio here. Let's continue. 248-539-9797. David, would you mind bumping back with a little audio? Here's what I'd like to do if it's good with you. I want to get to the people. Do you want to wait on a football today?
Yeah.
I think we can absolutely wait. Let's keep the conversation going.
I didn't see the call.
No, you're all good.
My laptop's in the way.
You're all right. Well, it is. I mean, that is rather copious. Rico's got the 32-inch model PC in here. Are the files in the computer?
I need to be thorough.
248-539-9797.
And well, we know the morning crew has big screens. So, you know.
All right. We will get to the people. We will get to all the Brad Holmes conversation later on. 97.1.